G'day, Brad.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, how big is this?
It's massive. It's a real iconic bike ride. Some great memories for myself. It's been a few years since I've done it, but I'm definitely looking forward to lighting up on Sunday morning.
You're going to be saddle sore, I gather.
Yes, you know, I've been retired for quite a few years now, so I understand what it is to have a sore bum from bike riding. But all worth it. The memories last a lot longer than the sore bum.
All right. Do we still need people to get involved?
Well, of course. I mean, the mass participation event of it is what makes the race. You know, a lot of people out there riding their bikes, having fun, but of course supporting a great cause and creating more awareness for a devastating disease.
Yeah, it is. There's no doubt about that. There are so many great causes for this, and this is one to get involved with. Brad, will you be leading the peloton?
You know, I'm going to bring down a few mates. We've got the N-Swiss Subaru cycling team. So these days I need all the help I can get. So we'll be there on the front grid and looking forward to just a wonderful day. And the weather looks like it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. I can't wait to get down there on the coast road. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, well, there's the 90K long course ride, and that'll start at St. Peter's, Sydney Park, or the 58K short course ride. Not real short, is it? Cooper Street Reserve, Engadine.
Yeah, it's still a bit of an expedition. Surely that everyone that takes part, they'll be challenging themselves on some level, whether it's just finishing or pushing the pace or, you know, making sure you beat your training partner. There'll be plenty of action going on Sunday.
And it's a chance to always say I raced against a gold and silver Olympic medalist in Brad McGee. So we urge everyone, Brad, to get involved with the Sydney to Wollongong bike ride. It is for a tremendous charity, which is MS. And good luck with it all, Brad.
Thanks very much, guys.